Like, comment, and subscribe.
Sean, why was the marshmallow put on restrictive duty on the Easter candy assembly line?
Because he just gets so puffed out, you know. You have to rein him in.
Good answer, but no. Because he wouldn't make a peep. Would you be surprised to know that was a Bill Guthrie original?
Was that really?
I made it up.
I'm incredibly surprised.
He wouldn't make
that.
A peep. What? He had to be put on suspension. He would. You make a peep. I never.
What is he? What has he got against the peeps?
Well, he didn't. He wouldn't turn himself into a peep.
I know. What's he got against?
I don't know. He must be a loud marshmallow.
What's that got to do with anything we're talking about?
Well,
today,
it's kind of like, you know, Good Friday, Easter. It's a theme of the area. I don't know. I even brought you a gift, Sean.
My gosh.
I brought you a gift.
Here I am griping at him, and he has a gift for me, dear listeners.
And it's even wrapped beautifully.
It is wrapped beautifully.
I had no sacks.
And we have some sparkly wrapping paper.
Well, because it's me. Everything, you know, with, sparkly with me.
I know.
Just tear it.
You're just full of rhinestones.
Yeah. You know it. I'm like a pack rat. If it's shiny, I'm running toward it.
Oh, it's sort of a peep.
It's sort of a peep.
It's a chicken. It's a fancy henny.
It's a hen with candy. It will get you through the day.
Yay!
Yes. Who doesn't need one of those?
It's a cute little, it's kind of like a Pez dispenser, isn't
it? It's like
it?
A five and dime goody two-shoes thing.
But it's a hen. You know? Thank you very much. Is that my Easter gift?
It's your Easter gift.
Yay!
Everyone deserves an Easter gift.
I know.
Yes.
I didn't get you one.
That's all right.
All right.
You know, that's all right. You know,
maybe one will come in the mail.
You know, I get random gifts from you all the time that are kind of cool, so no worries there.
Oh, so, speaking of the mail, I forgot. By the way, welcome everyone. Well, Wacky Poem Life.
We digress. My train left the track earlier. Welcome. It's good to see everyone.
Well, we had an episode a couple of weeks ago where we asked people to send us handmade, write your name on a card and put in our address and send it to us in the mail. And you predicted we would get one from our best fan, Verla. And we did.
Yep.
And then we got another one just the other day. And
oh,
guess who it was from?
Another one from...
Verla's sister.
Oh, Verla's sister. Our other ex.
Hi, Nora. One, thank you very much.
Nora, and where's Nora's from out of... Is Texas or California?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But she doesn't live here in Locust Grove, America, where we are coming to you from the Rural Oklahoma Museum of Poetry. But Nora, listen, Verla, Nora outdid you.
Oh, no.
She sent us a $5 bill.
Oh, my. We made $2.50 each?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, where am I going to spend that?
And a nice little altered card, too.
How nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's the little things.
So don't the rest of y'all listening out there, all of you 10 and 15 people, don't you feel bad that you have not sent us
all those
a card?
And a half, all those 12 and a half people out there.
Send us a card with your loose change in it or a $5 bill.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a nonprofit. The museum is, so it's tax deductible.
Yeah, we'll spend it well.
Yeah, we're on P.O. Box 1243, Locust Grove, Oklahoma, 74352.
Yeah. Yay. Speaking of one of our dear friends, Verla, I understand she's stepping out of the work world this week. So
is that today? Is her last day?
I think it's
retired?
Today, perhaps.
Yeah.
So I would like to wish a happy retirement and welcome to my line of work now, you know. But I, you know,
maybe Verla will start a podcast
in
her retirement.
Wonderful. I would listen to it.
Yep. She's not going to quit working, though. She's going to be down at the coffee shop working.
Oh, my. She'll be serving those drinks, slinging that caffeine.
We got to go get a mocha from her.
That's right.
Episode 120.
120.
The Magical Petri Dish.
That's over 2 years. The Magical Petri Dish, is that what this is called?
Yes, I saw that phrase somewhere, and I thought that will describe what we're going to talk about.
It does kind of describe this. Yeah. Yeah, small community posts, which are kind of a new a thing of the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Communities have what's happening in this, what's happening here, you know, New Mexico, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
Community groups. Basically, we're talking about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that the other day, and because we were thinking of a topic, we're going to get back probably next time to some poetry that people have written here in the museum. But we were talking about a topic for today, and I think you had been reading some on a Facebook group.
Yes, and I just thought,
can we talk about that?
I just get
poetic.
I just get amused because what I enjoy about community posts, as I was telling you earlier, there's no filter. it enters your mind, you type it up, send it immediately, and it's there, including misspellings or however you want to phrase it. And it's things that could be looked up probably online very quickly, but, you know, let's go ahead and put it out there and mm-hmm. get responses. Mm-hmm. And I've done the same thing.
No, you haven't.
Well, roughly, you know. oh, by the way, Sean, guess what happened this week?
What happened this week?
For the first time. I was chastised.
Oh.
I've been a part of social media for ever. And I
Who dares chastise my friend Bill?
Who dares chastise me?
I shall bring down my wrath upon them.
Thank you, because, you know, I posted a photo that was not, as I have realized, was not quite proper. I didn't realize exactly. I broke community standards, and I was sort of restricted. And I got in the mail. Let me show you what I got in the mail. I have an ankle monitor on my leg from Facebook.
This looks like he's got a piece of blue tape around his ankle.
It's not blue tape. It's an ankle monitor. But I was just like, my reputation is no longer intact. I was restricted and I was upset and I thought I'd been hacked. And, you know, so it's been a traumatic week for me.
I'm so very sorry for you,
Bill.
Well,
I'll be all right. But I just thought, you know, my gosh. You know,
I don't have my phone right now, but I need to take a picture of your ankle monitor okay. for people out there in the
UPC,
world.
It has a monitoring device and a little tracking device, you know.
It looks like a piece of blue tape.
But it's not. That's a brilliant.
Is that going to rip your hair out when you take that off?
Well, I folded it over so it wouldn't, you know. Yeah.
Well, anyway. maybe, you know, with all this talk, before we get to the poetry, maybe we ought to start.
Poetry. Is that what we're calling it?
We're going to have some poetry about posts.
True.
Maybe I should start with this list I made up last night, rules for posting on community groups.
Please. Okay. Give us some guidelines.
Okay, here's my rules for posting on community groups on Facebook or wherever, whatever bulletin board. Number one, don't. Number two, write out longhand, mm-hmm. if you know what longhand is, on a piece of notebook paper, you know, that has lines mm-hmm. on it, what you want to say, then read it, notice how unnecessary it is, and then wad it up and throw it in the trash. Yeah, or burn it. Number three, write a poem instead.
Right.
Number four, read a poem instead.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, be sure you are sober.
Yeah, that's boring. But yeah, true.
Is that what got you in trouble with your ankle bracelet?
No, I wasn't imbibing. Really.
Okay. Number six, talk to the person you are mad at so you can avoid this whole process.
Yeah, it is helpful.
Number seven, picture your mama looking over your shoulder. Number eight, review the rules for apostrophes.
Oh, please.
Number nine, review the rules for distinguishing between lose and loose.
Loose. Oh, all the time, right?
Number 10, don't.
Don't. Don't and don't. Let's start. And, you know, That's it.
That's
any theme paper. You have your introduction, your main body, and your conclusion.
But we don't really want people to don't, because we wouldn't have things to laugh at.
We really don't want to. We don't want you to don't. You know,
not, you know, and perhaps that sounds arrogant of me, but I'm sorry. They're funny.
It's like your police blotter. That's what kind of got this rolling, you know. So I have a few, and then we'll, you know.
Okay.
And these are not in any particular order, mm-hmm. but these are some that I typed up verbatim. I might have changed some of the names to protect the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But these are community posts. Here we go. Number one, where is all the smoke coming from? Number two, I didn't know they can make crop circles in the sky. Number three, did anyone on County Road hear the two loud booms? It shook the plates right out of my cupboard. Number four, does anyone know where I can get a hold of the Dolly Parton impersonator in our area? And I'll do one more and then I'll conclude you. Number five, eggs available. For eating or hatching, all fertilized. If overly developed, I'll replace. PM for details. That one freaked me out.
Yeah.
When you when you crack an egg and put it in your plate,
and it's overly developed,
and it's a semi-formed chick. Whew. How do you deal with that?
I don't want that. And I usually put my eggs, crack them into a measuring cup, you know, because I scramble my eggs mainly. Yeah. I wouldn't want to crack a chicken to my measuring
no,
cup.
No.
I'd have to throw the measuring cup away.
I just thought, you know, who does that? Or I guess there are some people that might want to.
And who has the time and is willing to just replace those?
But why would you, if you're selling eggs, why the heck is there a rooster around anyway? You know? So those are some of the ones I found interesting.
Well, you put those together, you know, and I was trying not to laugh too loudly in between them, but you put them all together, you kind of got a poem there.
You do have a poem. I guess you would have a poem.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a lot of interesting poems that are, you know, they are questions. They are questioning the meaning of things.
Meaning of life. How was I able to get out of bed? How did I walk to the mailbox? How am I able
what
to,
was that sound?
How am I able
did anybody else hear it?
How am I? There's a lot of booms going on. There's a lot of booms. You know,
is that black dog out in my field belong to anyone?
Yeah, he's been skunked. Careful,
he's been skunked.
But how do these people? How I wonder sometimes how people navigate even social media.
I don't know. I was looking the phrase that those were very good. Thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. That I was saying, magical petri dish. It actually comes from an article by a person named Sophie Kleeman. It was on a website, theoutline.com. And the title of the article was, "You should really join your town's local Facebook group."
And as you
and
said,
she was serious, but she was, yeah.
Told us, no, you should not.
She was serious, but then she was also a little tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
But she did explain what we're talking about, that there's all kinds of groups. They can be for a state, a county, a city, a town, a neighborhood, even individual apartment buildings, and they have the same purpose, you know. They're trying to bring people together mm-hmm. who live in and care about a given area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she said, it's a magical petri dish of local action.
It is.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
At a time when local news is slowly suffocating, I'm still quoting, it's a nice reminder of place and custom.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's true. We don't have a local paper. We've got a county paper, but we don't have a local paper, which is the way that, you know, most people used to find out
certainly,
what was going on in
certainly.
Town.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is good for that. But then, of course, the fun parts are all the drama that it creates.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I want to know why this is happening, disrupting my peace.
Yes. Now, I know of a community group. I'm not going to name any names or any places.
No names.
But it was near where my son used to live. He doesn't live there anymore. But he did send me some snapshots of some of the posts that used to appear in that group. And here's one of them. And it has some comments that go with it, too. This goes to the old white woman who was driving a silver vehicle through the neighborhood this morning. My husband can stop with our dogs on our lawn any time. He walks the dogs early in the morning to avoid people just like you. My dogs wear light vests, so they are very obvious in the dark. Consider your racism noted and not appreciated.
Yeah. You know, those old white women, you gotta watch them.
Well, here's the first comment from someone who said, "Oh, that was me. I am so sorry. I scared him. I truly stopped to ask where you guys got the incredible dog stuff that made it clear they were out there. I would have never seen them without it. My voice scared me this morning, too." And then the initial poster responds, "They are from Lighthound. But on a more serious note, people have called the cops on my husband just for walking the neighborhood, for being Middle Eastern, at prior addresses. It can be a terrifying experience. Cops are not always the most pleasant of people."
Oh, my.
Yeah. And so then the commenter commented again, "I am so sorry. I could not tell a thing about the person, but I could see the doggies from a minimum of 53rd and..." I'm not going to name the address. "I really wanted to know for my next dog. I'm so sorry for the scare. My voice is really bad this morning. I ran up to Starbucks for tea after it was so bad. Let your husband know that I want to introduce myself sometime to both of you. If I see you guys in the front yard during the daylight, all caps, I will get out of my old Odyssey and say I am, blah, blah, around the corner so you'll know it's me. By the way, I've had several Mid-Eastern friends."
You know, what a pleasant sort of an atonement apology, I suppose.
Passive aggressive, making fun of straightforward.
The poster was wanting to hang on to it a bit longer. I don't care, I'm still mad. Yeah. You know?
Well, yeah. I made up a poem about that, too.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Well, it's a limerick. It's not really much of a poem. There was an old white woman who spoke and startled a man with her croak. So his wife made a post, coming down hard on that ghost. Being racist to fight racism ain't woke.
Ain't woke at all.
That ain't woke at all. Nope. No.
Nope, ain't woke.
They both need to calm down a little bit.
Calm down.
I wonder what that woman's voice really sounded like. Was that scary?
Right. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know. I don't know. She was, it's funny though. It's like, take my word. My voice was scary. Take my word for it.
But see, that's what happens on these posts. People jump to such a conclusion before really finding out what was actually going on.
Yeah.
And this was just a neighbor wanting to know about their dog's collars. Mm-hmm. And she immediately jumped to, oh, there's some racist old white woman who's getting on.
I have learned to not,
I think you turned your mic off.
Am I off? Am I on or off? On or off?
What are you doing?
I can't hear myself.
I know. What happened?
I don't know.
Technical difficulties. Yeah. Bear with us. I thought you touched the mic and accidentally turned it off.
Did I? Testing. Crap. I'm sorry, listeners.
Maybe you're just too far away from it all of a sudden.
Testing.
There you go.
What the heck? Technical. You know, by the way, on a different note, I went to go see Tuck Everlasting from Locust Grove High School. They were having a few technical difficulties, but it's a wonderful show.
You did that just for a segue, didn't you?
Three performances today. I was really pleased. You know,
what's today?
This is Friday, the 29th of March. It's a great performance, you know, and they are going to be accepting donations, no admission. But, you know, most of the money in small communities go towards other programs. So I encourage everyone to get out and support the arts. The two leads are amazing. I forgot the names. Rayland Humphrey and
Caden Parker.
Caden Parker. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Look for them in future productions.
Yeah.
Now, back to this situation.
A regularly scheduled program.
I was wanting to continue mine. Problems I had here. So these are honest posts. Need a recommendation for a hair salon in town. Someone who knows what they're doing. Attention.
Please don't recommend people who don't know what they're doing.
Attention county residents. My son lost his necklace. Not just any necklace. It had a container attached with his Bebop's ashes.
Oh, no.
We think it fell off at the bus stop.
Oh, no.
Please return. No
lost
question.
Lost ashes at the bus stop.
Lost ashes.
Beloved.
That's
one.
A poem.
Yeah, it is.
Looking for work. I can do lots of things. Shoot me. I think they meant shoot me a text or a message, is my thought. Also, another one.
Shoot me.
Shoot me. You know, well, if you can do lots of things, I don't want to shoot you necessarily.
No.
Anyone interested in rabbit?
Seems contradictory to what you're trying to achieve.
It's counterproductive. Anyone interested in rabbit poo as fertilizer? You know? So I actually wrote, I've wrote some poems based on the last section I got. So I'll defer. Those are mine.
Okay.
So I thought those were interesting.
Okay. I have another one in the community group.
Okay.
That says, heads up, homeless guy at the corner of blank and blank, young, skinny, Caucasian, sleeveless black top, dirty jeans, baseball cap, big backpack, on cell phone. The first commenter says, thanks for letting the neighborhood know, !
Yeah.
Always stay aware, !
Another way to just sort of stir the pot.
Yeah.
Stir that pot,
I wonder how people, just automatically recognize someone as homeless. Here's my poem in response to that one.
Okay.
Heads up, bigoted homeowner standing at his kitchen sink. Posture of a career moaner. Brain the size of the missing links. Take that.
Yeah. Yeah. You shall be challenged. You shall be challenged.
This has happened in a neighborhood, as I said, where my son used to live. And I went over there and would babysit occasionally when they went out, but I was afraid to walk around the neighborhood because I figured people would start commenting on the Facebook post of some sketchy woman walking around
or staring at you hatefully out of their window, looking at you like, yeah.
Actually, I wrote a poem about that too.
Okay,
Bill.
All right.
Bolo, sketchy woman in overalls, too old for hair that long, brown hippie sandals. Walking with a child who appears to be running. She's spooking the squirrels. Appears to have some sort of device in the bib of her overalls. Be on the lookout.
She's spooking the squirrels.
But you can see somebody saying that.
Yeah. What's she wearing? Overalls? In this weather?
Is that child running from her? Just running?
Yeah. That child looks somewhat alarmed.
Yeah. Well, he said that people used to post about, quote, sketchy people in the neighborhood. So I thought, I'm sure I would be one of those.
No doubt. So
The magical Petri dish.
I wrote a couplet based upon the crop circles.
Oh, let's hear it. Oh, now, say the crop circle one again.
I'll do the crop circles again. Here's a crop circle entry. I didn't know they could make crop circles in the sky. Well, my response is, crop circles in the sky? Gassy cows on the ground could be why.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
That same article I was reading from by Sophie Kleeman, she talks about an apartment building she used to live in. They had a Facebook group.
Yeah.
This was in a big city, of course. And she said that one time a woman listed a jumbo bottle of lotion for sale, except it was only 3/4 full.
So it's only a large, not a jumbo, just a large bottle.
Yeah, and another woman posted that she'd lost a bag of pork chops. I wonder if anyone's seen it in the elevator.
That would be terrifying. I'd wonder what happened to that elevator.
I don't know.
You know, there'll be a machete close by somewhere.
But, you know, she said that people are interested. It is helpful to have that, you know, that neighborhood Facebook group. But then a lot of times people don't want to start them because, you know, fear that they just become a complaint page, which they
often
do.
Often they do. Mm-hmm. Or they become a little bit lopsided in direction.
Yeah.
You know.
Very vituperative sometimes.
Ooh, that's a word.
Yeah.
Vituperative.
Isn't that a nice word?
Well, I'm going to say my last five and be done with it.
Be done with
be
what?
Be done with my entries here. Okay, here we go. Chiropractic adjustments by Dr. Jones. Come by and get popped. Well, again, what is with this shoot me and popping? You know, it's like, I don't want to get popped. You know, I'm going to pop you. You know?
No, because if you read very much about that popping sound that happens when a chiropractic adjustment, that really doesn't mean anything.
No, you know, I don't know if I want to get popped.
Yeah,
there's a Jersey cow out of its pen wandering on North 97 in front of the old jail. Udder looks real full. If she gets hit by somebody, it's going to be a milkshake. There will be a Friends of the Library meeting tomorrow at 1:00. It's at the Twan Library.
Oh my
exactly
gosh.
How it sounds.
Oh my gosh!
And you don't have to know how to read to attend. I wrote, and apparently you don't have to know how to spell either. Town hall bingo starts at 6:30. Blowout jackpot. Must be over 18 to have a blowout. That's good to know.
It's usually kids in diapers that have blowouts.
Usually it's kids in diapers. Is there anyone that has a small love seat? I prefer cheap. Actually, I prefer free and delivered. And I wrote in there, well, I prefer it to be 6'2" and have a six-pack either, but it ain't going to happen. I also wrote a poem about the cow.
Did you write about the 6'2" with the six-pack, though? That's what I want
to
know.
We'll have to come up with one.
Okay.
Cow out of pen on 97. If hit, going to Hereford heaven. But udder is full, and it sure ain't no bull. So milkshakes on the corner at 7.
That's a good
That's all I got, folks. That's all this old cowpoke has.
Oh, that's wonderful. There's a lot of poetry in these things. Okay, I've got another one that gets a little lengthy, but it starts off with, as many of these posts do, I think, with just a very innocent question.
Yeah.
And then it just goes insane.
Yeah.
Because this is a magical
Petri dish. It just spirals like a like a plane going down.
So on this one neighborhood post, somebody said, does the mail run today? Very innocent question. Yeah. The first person responded, probably not. Federal holiday and holidays in quotation marks.
Oh.
So the person under them said, why is holiday in quotation marks? And the guy responded, because I put it in quotation marks. And then he goes off.
Oh, I can just hear it.
I don't believe in federal holidays. I didn't know you had a choice of whether you believe in them or not. Okay. The majority of people have to work on most federal holidays, and I think they should have to as well. Federal holidays are just a way for the government to waste more money. My opinion, if you don't agree, I really don't care. I don't support my tax dollars paying for a day off, especially when the holiday falls on a weekend and they take the day before or after off. That's ridiculous. Today isn't the federal holiday. Cut the observed crap out. Next comment. I was just curious.
Way to deflate my balloon.
Yeah, so then he has to come back. My apologies for getting defensive or sounding rude. I usually get attacked for my opinion on how silly and wasteful the federal government is.
I can't imagine
And so
that.
My automatic response is to get defensive. It is something that I'm working on because I realize that it hinders productive conversation.
Somewhat. Somewhat. I didn't know whether it was particular holidays he objected to or she objected to or you know.
My goodness. I don't even remember. I don't see a date on this, so I don't know which one he was talking about. I thought it was funny that he had a little bit of a moment of apparent self-awareness at the end, though.
I have done that. I've gone off and gone back and said, I apologize. I have done that because I spouted off, believe it or not. Listeners, believe it, I have a spout.
I wrote a prose poem it's a companion piece to the one we just read. So it starts with a very innocuous question. Does the library have picture books? And the response is, why is picture in quotation marks? Because I put it in quotation marks. I don't believe in picture books. Most people don't read them because you can't read them because they're mainly pictures because books are supposed to be stories with words. So having a book that is mainly pictures is ridiculous. And we should just cut the crap of calling them books. My opinion, if you don't agree, I don't really care. I don't support my tax dollars paying for books that aren't really books, especially when some of those books are only full of pictures and no one but little kids are looking at them and they can't read and they aren't to be read anyway. So they aren't books.
So there. Burn the picture books.
I rest my case.
Ban the picture books. Burn them. Burn them. My goodness.
Magical petri dish.
Yes. It is a petri dish. But these are, you know, I hope you found some of these entertaining.
Yes.
You know, and this is the tip of the iceberg probably.
Dear listeners, if you're listening for the first time, this is, you know, a little bit unusual for us. Not totally. We like to find poetry everywhere. And even in my list of don'ts that we started the episode with, when I said read a poem instead or write a poem instead, I'm very serious about that.
Of course, yes.
Because I think we do spend too much time, most of us, on our phones and on our devices. And
100%.
Yeah, and just totally in that instead of in ourselves and in our bodies and being present in the moment. And I know I say that a lot, but that's one way to be present and to have a more fulfilling life is to calm down, pick up a book, read a poem, pick up a piece of paper, write a poem on it, write your thoughts. Anyone can write a poem. Doesn't matter, you know, doesn't mean it's a good one, but it's a good experience.
And I found myself going, taking my dogs out, and I'm repeating myself. And I've carried that dang phone out, and I'm sitting there in the beautiful outdoors, and the dogs are kind of chasing each other and sniffing around. And I found myself, like, on my phone. And then I get annoyed, like, I'm still on the dang phone. I got birds overhead, you know, got to breeze some clouds. I'm looking at the, you know, and you put it down.
Yeah.
There's a physiological addiction to social media, and we see it in young people. It's a problem.
Well, it is. I mean, I think some people can deal with it perfectly fine. But, you know, if you're just one of those people that feel the need to have less stress in your life or just want to be a little calmer and happier. I think that's what you have to do, mm-hmm. is just turn it off. I mean, I've been consciously, as much as possible, especially since I run book clubs, turning off the TV and picking up the book and reading. You don't have to read that many pages a day, but it really probably helps your blood pressure.
Oh, no doubt.
If you're an older person. And, just there's so many good things that come from
I've recently got a set of earbuds, and I'll go for a walk in the morning. I've been walking a mile a day. I try to. And I like to watch the trees in the breeze. And I've been listening to acoustic piano.
Yeah.
There's an additional layer. Mm-hmm. And I turn it low enough where it's not real loud so I can still hear the birds, mm-hmm. but I hear some piano in the background. And it really enhances. I found myself, listeners, I'm getting metaphysical. I found myself stopping at the top of a hill, and the sun was coming up, and I opened my arms and closed my eyes, and I just felt the breeze. And I thought, I'm just going to linger here.
Well, see,
in this moment,
that's a great way of using some sort of media to enhance the physical
and not detract
experience.
Or,
mm-hmm. Yeah, which is perfectly fine to do, but if it's keeping you from just experiencing your own sense of self, mm-hmm. if it keeps you from that, it's not good.
I look at families in restaurants and, with their young kids or anyone with phones, and it's like everyone's looking at their phones, no dialogue, no mm-hmm. conversation. Mm-hmm. Airports are the same now. They're very quiet. And it's a little sad because I'm old enough to remember when there was conversation, the murmur of conversation, which I enjoy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not always, we're probably being a little bit curmudgeonly here.
Curmudgeonly. Yeah, a little bit.
I don't always want to talk to people. A lot of times I don't want to talk to people. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like I need to definitely talk to myself. Mm-hmm. And I can't do that with technology.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying these community boards are a way to sort of, in a way, connect people, but also isolate people at the same time? It's a double-edged sword here
sometimes. I think
it's how
you use them, and and it's how you approach it, because I see just some on our local one here, and none of these we read for from the local post, so nobody get angry and post comments about us.
Yeah, they're miles and miles and miles all
or
over
do,
the place.
We don't care.
If you have money involved, it's money.
But I see people, and the only time that I see them on there is when they're griping. Mm-hmm. So, you think, let's just have a different group for people who want to complain about mm-hmm. things. So that could be a whole separate group. Man.
Complainers of such county.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you all for joining us on this little trip through the ups and downs of the
community
social
posts.
Media.
And
community
also,
post.
Yeah, and if you want to post on the Wacky Poem Life community post page, please do. We'd love to. We might read it out loud.
We don't. We get very little activity, and that's partly it's my fault because I'm not doing stuff on there. But, on the Wacky Poem Life Facebook page, you can always
You know what I enjoy?
Comment.
We get very little activity, tens and tens of listeners. But does that stop us?
No.
Heck no.
No.
You know what I mean?
It does not.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Because here we are. We are using technology, what little we know about it.
As you saw with my microphone coming in down, and I panicked.
Yeah, and as you know, because our – because I didn't edit that out because I don't know how. But
it's part of the fun.
And we're using technology and media and all that kind of stuff. And there's a place for it. And it's important. And there's no going back. This is the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're being Luddites and we're saying, get rid of your technology and don't be on community bulletin boards. But, have some self-awareness.
Speaking of self-awareness and community boards and community, did you want to mention WordFest in a couple of weeks or something?
I think we mentioned it in the last post, but we have coming up on April 13th, our annual festival here at the museum. It goes from 11 to 3, and we celebrate
words,
poetry, and community.
And community, right.
And we have all kinds of things. We've got a live band, the Hi-Fi Hillbillies from Tulsa. There'll be plenty of room for dancing out there. There are people from Tulsa Wind Riders, which is a kite flying association, that will be here flying kites, and we'll have a kite decorating contest.
Fun.
Master Paul Flaherty will be here. We'll be doing some martial arts demo. Plus,
I'm going to warm up my hips.
Yeah, and then some exercises that we want people to join us in doing, too. Mark Henson's Neighbor's Fork food truck will be here giving away free, mm-hmm. wonderful food. Maria Breedlove, who runs the local Breedlove Pet Photos, is going to be doing free pet photography.
She's
bringing
a
backdrop. We have a little she's a wonderful photographer, and so it's great thing that she's doing for us. And we're going to have a little pet poem contest too.
Oh my!
And those whoever wins that gets a whole photo package.
Oh, nice.
From her.
I'm going to be so distracted with those dogs. I'm going to be there loving on them all day.
And we'll give out the awards for the Oklahoma Poetry Contest,
nice.
Which we are judging as we speak.
I'll be digesting this weekend.
You are one of the judges.
I'm one of the judges.
We've got the poet Bill McLeod, who's going to judge one of the categories. I'm going to judge one. And then poet, former teacher Roxanne Yates will be judging another.
Yeah,
so
she's very analytical.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
Yeah.
Thank you.
Be fun.
Donadagahi.
Bye, guys.